applies to the model described here. Hello. In this description, I will present my method of connecting Wi-Fi thermometers with the SHT30 sensor, popular on AliExpress, to Home Assistant, and changing the power supply to an 18650 battery. The main reason for changing the power supply is the power consumption of Wi-Fi and the very inefficient original source, which are AAA batteries. Additionally, to nicely hide the battery, I designed and 3D printed an additional housing for the basket with the cell attached to the latches in the thermometer. A little note here. The thermometers use the BK7231N system, for which the maximum voltage is 3.6 volts. However, the voltage of a fully charged cell is 4.2 volts. My thermometers powered this way work properly, but I warn people who want to do what I do that it may end up damaging the system. 1. Firmware change. We have to start by reprogramming the system. Originally, these thermometers work with the Tuya ecosystem and cannot be connected to Home Assistant even by removing the local key. You need to upload the OpenBK firmware. There are two ways to do this. The first one is to simply open the housing and solder it to the system, which is quite simple in this case, because the housing is assembled only with latches and fastened with one screw. There are also many descriptions on the internet on how to program it. The second method is to use the Tuya Cloud Cutter script, which forces the device to be in the original firmware update mode by providing the OpenBK firmware file. Since I had previously reprogrammed sockets, which were glued, and opening them without destroying the casing was almost impossible, this method was the most reasonable. And now that I know it, I will also describe it for these thermometers. Cloud Cutter is best run on a clean Linux system. You can also use a Raspberry Pi 3 or newer computer. The author recommends Ubuntu. I used Debian. Additionally, a Wi-Fi card is required because the script creates a hotspot during operation to which the programmed device connects. You can use the built-in card if you use, e.g., a laptop or a USB card. And here's a small note. Not every card will work. Initially, I tried cards based on the Realtek chipset. However, on them, the script screamed that it was unable to handle hotspot mode. Finally, I used an Atheros-based card. This one worked fine. So having a clean system with a Wi-Fi card installed, we installed Docker, which Cloud Cutter requires to work. It's very well described, step by step on the Docker website, so I'll just post the link. After correctly installing Docker, we install subsequent packages for handling Git repositories and Wi-Fi management. To do this, launch the console and enter. In the next step, we clone the Cloud Cutter repository from GitHub. After cloning, we enter the directory /tuya-cloud-cutter/custom-firmware, and there we download the OpenBK firmware in the appropriate version needed to reprogram the thermometer. To do this, go to the website. Our thermometer is on a chip BK7231N. Therefore, we must choose the firmware for this system and the version that works with Cloud Cutter, i.e., described as CCTR Flash. We download with the wget command. This is an example link with the current FW version at the time of writing. I recommend replacing it with the current version. Once we have everything downloaded, we go back to the directory above and run the tuyacloudcutter.sh script with the appropriate parameters. The first launch may take quite a long time as additional elements needed for operation are downloaded and Docker containers are created. So we run the script with variables, where -p is the profile of our device. The current list of supported devices can be found here. The -f variable is the name of the firmware file that we downloaded earlier. So the full syntax, at the very beginning, the script will display important information. Warning, selected Wi-Fi AP support, yes. If it does not say yes or yes at the end, stop the operation by pressing Ctrl+C because the Wi-Fi card does not support hotspot mode and the SC.